This is a story of Radha Raman appearance. The story of Radha Raman dates back to the year 1510 and 1511 at Sri Rangam in South India. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India. During the rainy season, he stayed at Venkat Bhatt's house, where Gopal Bhatt, the son of Venkat Bhatt, served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great love and affection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Gopal the remnants of his prasad and blessed him to become a great devotee in the future. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed many things about Lord Krishna and his pastimes to Venkat Bhatt. Once the rainy season ended, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell. Young Gopal wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confronted him and said,
"Now you must serve your mother and father. Later you will come to Vrindavan. There you will constantly listen to and glorify the holy name of Sri Krishna."
Within a short span of time, Gopal learned Sanskrit grammar, poetry, rhetoric, and became an expert in all the scriptures, beginning with the Vedanta Sutra. His uncle Prabodhanand Saraswati instructed him extensively on different bhakti shastras. After his parents' demise, Gopal Bhatt went to Vrindavan, remembering the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Gopal Bhatt reached Vrindavan, Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, the close associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who were living in Vrindavan, greeted him and treated him like a brother. A message was sent to Lord Chaitanya, who was living in Puri, about the arrival of Gopala Bhatt in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy and sent the messenger back to Rupa with his wooden seat and some of his personal clothes to be given to Gopal Bhatt as a symbol of his renunciation. Days passed by. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this material world. Gopal Bhatt felt a great separation. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream and told him,
"You should go on a pilgrimage to Nepal."
In Nepal, Gopal Bhatt visited the river Gandaki. After taking his bath, he filled his water pot and was surprised to see that some shaligram shilas had entered it. Emptying his pot, he filled it again, only to find the shilas had re-entered his water pot. Again he emptied his pot, and when he filled it for the third time, he found that now 12 shaligram shilas were there. Thinking this must be the mercy of the Lord, he decided to bring those shilas with him to Vrindavan. One day, after returning to Vrindavan, a wealthy devotee approached Gopala Bhatt Goswami with dresses and ornaments for his deity. Gopal Bhatt told him that as he was only worshipping a shaligram shila, it would be better to give to someone else who was worshipping a deity and could use them. It happened to be a Narsingha Chaturdashi that day. And thinking deeply on this incident, Gopal Bhatt remembered how Lord Narsimha Dev had manifested from a stone pillar. He then began to pray to the Lord.
O Lord, you are very merciful and fulfill the desires of your devotees. I wish to serve you in your full form.
In ecstasy, he read the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Narasimha Dev's pastimes and then took rest. In the morning, when he woke up, he found that one of the 12 Shaligrams, the Damodar Shila, had manifested as Sri Radha Raman. He immediately called Rupa and Sanatan and all the other devotees. They were all astonished by the beauty of Sri Radha Raman ji. They remarked that from the feet to the waist, he had the form of Sri Madan Mohan ji. His chest was like that of Sri Gopinath ji, and he had the moon-like face of Sri Govinda Dev ji. Then, with the blessing of all Vaishnavas, he began to worship the deity of Sri Radha Raman ji. When you visit Vrindavan, do take the darshan of Sri Radha Raman ji, the most worshipable deity of Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami ji. Radha Raman ji ki jai.